B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A man arrested for breaking into Governor Baker's house. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announces an action plan for police reform and the holiday spirit coming to Gillette Stadium. Melissa has the juice coming up.
I don't know what Cardi B feels worse about. Pictures of her boobs leaking or hearing what everyone was comparing them to.
Leroy has your sports.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Love it or hate it. I think I'm quitting the morning show. I'll tell you why.
So extra. Wow. But first, a man has been arrested for breaking and entering into Governor Charlie Baker's home. Lane Foreman is accused of breaking in during the day earlier this month. He was arraigned on October 7th with bail set at $5,000. He's been ordered to stay away from the Baker family and wear a GPS bracelet.
Jesus.
Foreman was caught when confronted by state troopers stationed outside after he left the home. He said that he had paperwork for Baker and was just leaving it for him. He will be back in court on November 4th for a pretrial hearing. Yeah, no idea what
that
this paperwork
so
was.
Creepy, man.
Again, if you walk somewhere with confidence, act like you've been there or like you know where you're going, people will let you.
They're right outside.
I have a friend who buys tickets. Well, back when, you know, events happened in big stadiums, he was like, I always buy the worst tickets for the event. And I always figure out a way to get into the front row or behind the scenes. And then he was showing me pictures. He's like a big rock guy. Mm-hmm. And it was like a Metallica concert or something. And he goes, this is where I bought my tickets. And he was in, you could see the wall behind him. And he goes, this is where I ended up. And it was a picture of him in the front row with the guitarist leaning over, playing the guitar for him. And then he said,
Stop it.
And then he showed me a wrestling. He was like at a pay-per-view. And again, he goes, this is where I bought the tickets, the wall behind them, and this is where I ended up. He was backstage on a golf cart.
Shut up.
He's like, you just have to act like you know where you're going. It's all good.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has announced an action plan for police reform in the city. And this comes after 4 months working with a new task force made up of residents, activists, and police. Among the recommendations, expanding the department's adoption of the body-worn camera program, continue the ban on the use of biometrics and facial recognition software, creating an Office of Police Accountability and Transparency, and creating a diversity and inclusion unit in the department. And the holiday spirit coming to Gillette Stadium. Gillette is hosting the Magic of Lights drive-through experience.
Yes.
It'll happen from November 13th through January 2nd. It'll feature themed light displays using the latest LED technology and digital animations. Tickets go on sale Friday. They can be purchased online with special early bird pricing available at $25 per car.
That's not bad at all.
It's not bad at all.
Jack, see what they should do now with virtual reality and all that crap? And like, you know, bringing dead people back to life with holograms is have some of the Patriots and the Revolution kind of dress up as monsters.
Maybe they
You know what I'm saying? And kind of jump out.
Cool.
Cause obviously they're not going to be like there that Friday night or whatever it is, but you know, having
not monsters. Cause Halloween, it's not for Halloween.
Oh, it's not for Halloween.
It's like Christmas holiday.
Oh, okay. I'm just automatically going towards like spooky world. Okay. Have them dress up as turtles
elves?
And Santa Claus.
Elves.
Sure, elves.
Yeah.
Monster elves.
Yes, Melissa.
Let's compromise.
Monster elves. Yeah. I can't. All right. Well, Tory Lanez had a hearing yesterday for his involvement in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting, and it was supposed to be an arraignment, but his lawyer had asked for and was granted a continuance. So we still don't know what his plea is going to be. However, the judge did issue a protective order against Tory, and now he has to stay at least 100 yards away from Megan, not contact her, and he's being forced to turn over any guns he owns. His bail was set at $190,000, which he did post at the hearing. Tory is being charged with assault with a semi-automatic firearm and faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison. Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife, Nicole Young, under investigation for embezzlement, going back to when she allegedly withdrew hundreds of thousands of dollars from one of their business accounts without permission. Nicole's accused of making two withdrawals, totaling almost $400,000. Nicole has said that she had a right to that money in that corporate account because her name is on it. If charges are brought forth from this, it is possible Nicole could do time. Whoa. And you probably noticed Cardi B was trending yesterday. I know when I noticed it and went to go find out why, all I started seeing on my Twitter was pictures of pancakes. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Was she like eating pancakes and it just went viral for whatever reason? No, apparently Cardi had leaked a topless photo to her Instagram story and people were comparing her areolas to pancakes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. Cardi did catch it. She deleted it, but, of course, not before it was screenshotted and shared all over social. Cardi did address it, and she uploaded a voice message to Twitter saying she was trying not to think about it.
I won't. That's what it is. Shit happened. It's not even the first time. I mean, I used to get sugar, so whatever. Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah, she was just trying not to think about it. Like, you know what? It happens. No big deal. She bought a phone just for pictures. Apparently, too, she wasn't too worried about it. And she and Offset were having yet another party as 5 o'clock this morning as they went out to another nightclub last night.
You know what?
They're having a grand old time.
Because there's no Rona happening.
They're good friends. They're like really good friends that can party together. They just can't coexist in a marriage. Why can't they just consider
that's probably
their relationship?
That's probably very accurate. Like, they like to have sex. They get along very well. They're very good friends. Maybe they're just not meant to be married.
A lot of people want to be married Monday through Friday and have the weekends to themselves. They're the opposite. They're like, yo, Monday through Friday, we're separate. Hit me up on Friday, see what's happening for the weekend.
Right. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Melissa, I need you to brace yourselves. Hold on to your panties. Portuguese professional soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo has tested positive for COVID-19. You okay over there?
Listen, no one is immune. I mean, the president, Cristiano, Cam Newton, like, no one's immune to this anymore. So nothing surprises
me. Okay, I thought you were going to shed a tear.
No, it's okay.
Moving on, in Major League Baseball, the Rays are one win away from going to the World Series after beating the Astros 5-2. And our old friend Mookie Betts and the Dodgers are down 2-0 in the NLCS after losing to the Braves 8-7. LeBron James and the Lakers just won the NBA championship, and LeBron wants the world to know that he is the king.
LeBron James.
That's right.
LeBron James.
On Instagram, he posted a pic of himself smoking a cigar, and the caption was all about how he's the king. It kind of got on my nerves. He ended it saying, "Heavy is the head that holds the crown, say. Let's get it." Now, I know that might make people dislike him or even hate him, but on the flip side, he built his daughter a playhouse that's the size of a studio. Apartment. So,
he's a good dad.
Yeah, but he's a good dad.
Tone it down a little bit. The only reason that you're the greatest player alive is because Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter accident in January. Otherwise, you still have to win a little bit more to catch up to him, my friend.
What about Jordan? Come on now.
Oh, come on. There's no. Listen, no. Michael Jordan is the top of the. Don't me.
Yes, sir.
Listen,
he's all the other attributes that the greatest players in the history of the game had. He might not be number one, but he's number two behind that. So you combine him, he has a higher total score.
If you go to any of his posts on Instagram and you look underneath, you got people like Jamie Foxx calling him the GOAT.
I don't care. Jamie Foxx ain't my role model.
It's definitely a
Jamie Foxx's name isn't even Jamie. He's embarrassed. His name is Eric Bishop.
Okay.
Oh, God. Tuesday Night Football, running back Derrick Henry and the Titans, they straight up rolled all over the Bills 42-16. And yes, I may be moving on from the morning show, guys. I know this morning may be my last day.
Where you going?
See, last week, all right, I posted my plan on social media for the NFL on how to deal with COVID. I suggested multiple bubbles, provided locations, and how the playoffs should run. People laughed at me. They called me stupid. I got DMs telling me to shut down my social media. But yesterday, it was reported that the NFL is considering going to the bubble format. And honestly, when you read the details, it sounds just like my plan. It sounds just like it. However, the NFL's chief medical officer is against it. He's saying he's not with it. So with that being said, the NFL, if you need my services, as a consultant, they can reach me here at the studio, 833-973-0969. Office hours are between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Monday through Friday.
Considering it. Who said that?
Huh?
Who said they're considering going into a bubble?
They are. It's the reports. Look.
The reports?
The reports. It's out there. Trust me. I will send you the link.
I thought you were leaving for your NASCAR.
No. I got plans that the NFL, they're just late, and I can help them get it through.
Later on, I got to talk about how Leroy yesterday, like, you know, he got real serious with me and was like, wow, I could have been an elite athlete if I took myself seriously.
Right, I could have. No doubt. NLCS Game 3, Dodgers Braves at 6:05. And the ALCS Game 4, Rays Astros at 8:40. And that's your sports.
All All right. Today's good news is a shout out to Greg Fernandes, who leads a drum circle for Brockton Public School kids. Greg's a classically trained musician who's a music teacher at a Boston area private school. He's from Brockton, and when asked to help with a city camp for kids over the summer, he said he really wanted to come home and work with kids that look and sound like him. So using old, dirty, donated tires, he and the kids washed them, taped them, decorated the tires to make drums. And Sharon Wilder, who taught Greg in high school, said that his positive energy has helped during difficult times. And in addition to his sharing his love of music with kids, he recently released a book called Excuse Limit Zero, How to Overcome Your Mistakes and Thrive. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.